to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson, who is out today. He's taking a family, a little family getaway, so he'll be back in about a week. Brittany is with us. They're working on a technical issue right now. Fan favorite, Brittany.
Yeah.
And, you and me right now, Dawn McClain.
Yeah, sounds good.
I got my shot yesterday, my first vaccine. Yes, and I have to say, kudos to all the workers. They make it so darn easy. I am talking from the time you pull into. So I went to a a clinic.
Uh huh.
I actually went to Methodist Hospital and. From the time you pull in to the building, they make it so easy to know where you're supposed to park. Mm. Once you park, bring your ticket with you, your parking ticket, because they're going to validate it. So the parking is free. Signs everywhere. Go this way. Then you stop. I don't even think I had to show my ID. Did I? Yes, I did. You give them your name. They look you up. I was early for my appointment. They didn't care. They were like,
let's get you in.
Yeah. And they're like, walk over to the blue balloons. They give you a wristband that tells which shot you're getting, the first or the second.
Okay.
And then they make you sit for 15 minutes after. And just the whole process was so darn easy.
After the 15 minutes, did they come out and tell you you could go?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like a room full of people waiting, and then they look at the clock and go, oh, I guess I could leave now.
Okay, because Kenny today was telling us off the air that he got his shot, and he was waiting out there for 15 minutes, and he said nobody came back out, so he just left.
Yeah.
But he felt a little ignored. So then he ended up buying these eyeglasses wipes, you know?
Oh, sure.
Because they were sitting right next to him. I guess he was in Walmart or something.
Oh, okay.
And he said that he almost bought an eye patch because there were a bunch of those.
Like, what else can I buy while I'm sitting here? Oh, that is funny. And coincidentally, remember that I linked it up for everybody at the time a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I think it was called Minnesota Vaccine Hunters.
Yeah.
And I got a notice yesterday, the same day as my appointment, that I was selected randomly to make an appointment at the Mall of America. So things seem to be just like moving along, you know, and as far as the 15 minutes, they just want to make sure you don't have a reaction.
Mm, okay.
And so far, so good.
Okay. So I have a question about that. I checked the part that said, can you get a vaccine at short notice?
Yes.
What does that mean? Does that mean like in the next hour or because if I'm working, I can't, but I checked it anyway.
I checked it too because I figured, you know, I think they mean day of.
Day of, okay.
Like day of the notification
or within
a few hours.
Right, and I haven't received any notifications yet, and I've looked on in the place that you sent me, and now I have another way to look.
Oh, good.
And I haven't been able to find an appointment yet. It's like my search, there are some that are more than 100 miles away.
Right.
Like Duluth and Winona and places that are far.
Yeah, I could see driving an hour.
Yeah.
But that means you'll have to go back there again for
your second shot. And I feel like, well, should I just do it? I don't know. You know?
I thought that too, because there were a few places that were, I don't know, almost 2 hours away.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, it's okay for one time on a Friday, but if you have to return there in 3 weeks,
unless it's
the Johnson & Johnson, you'll get it. It'll get done.
What do you mean, unless it's Johnson & Johnson?
Because you only need the one shot.
Oh, right, yeah. right.
So, I don't know. It's a whole thing. I'm so glad that people are getting vaccinated, though. Like, there were so many people, but they have it so spread out.
Mm.
So you feel, you know, you still feel safe.
Right.
You know, because you're not in a huge crowd. The chairs are set up, you know, 6 feet apart.
I heard that, wasn't there a report last week that the fairgrounds were going to be opening up to doing mass vaccinations?
Yes.
I just think I'll just be patient, check every day. You do have to spend quite a bit of time on these sites, you know, and it's just like, and I feel like the people that are either up at midnight or early in the
are
morning
are getting all the spots.
Yes, because I can't do that while I'm working, obviously.
Right.
So I start looking when I get home and then, you know, during the evening, but I can't stay up till midnight either.
No.
So it's like, maybe I'll just pay somebody to do it for me, like one of MC's kids. You know, like,
oh, to look it up for you. Yes.
And
yes.
Get an appointment.
Yes.
I'll pay you $20.
You should. I know a lot. I have some friends whose wives are just constantly trying to find appointments for them.
Yeah.
Yep. And I have another friend who's looking for her sister, her mom, her cousin, her husband.
I did get a hit one time and it was like, oh my gosh. And by the time I filled my name in and stuff, it was already taken.
Yeah. So. It's like, God, people.
Yeah.
That sucks. There's a lot of fast typers out there.
Yeah. Or maybe my computer's slow. I don't know.
That could be too.
Yeah,
Now I go back in 3 weeks, and then I think it's 2 weeks after that that you can consider yourself fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
So in another 5 weeks. But I'm still going to mask up. I'm still going to do all the things.
Right. We have people returning to work this Thursday. And so we're going to have to have. You know, I started reading from our boss the protocols and the
plan.
What to do. And I noticed that one of them was from last year.
Oh.
Like on the link. And I was reading it thinking it was now. And I'm like, oh, wait, this is from last May.
Oh, I think they were just sending the
The typical policy was. But yep. I was a little confused by that. So
I wonder if a lot of other people are going back to the office.
I have heard, I mean, listen, I don't talk to that many people.
So I don't either.
It's like September, you know, is, you know, the typical time.
Right.
And maybe August or something like that. So we're coming back pretty fast. I am going to still try to stay away from people.
I'm going to hold a yardstick. I'm going to put two yardsticks together and go, get back.
Or maybe we should, you know what? We should wear one of those inner tubes, like for if you go tubing, just around our bodies everywhere, and so nobody can get close. That's at least 3 feet. I don't know.
That's true. Anyway, get your vaccine if you can. When we come back on the Donna and Steve Show without Steve, hopefully Brittany will be joining us, and we'll have that technical issue you know, taken care of. Mm-hmm. But I've got some fun facts. I'll tell you who Doc Martens were named after and the most common names in movie scripts. See if you can guess what they are. And I'll tell you what they are when we come right back on My Talk.
Hey, big shout out to our friends at Chill Boys for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, Chill Boys is local. They make really comfortable and cooling men's underwear. The fabric is breathable and flexible because it's made from bamboo with a little smidge of spandex, and you could get a great deal right now on your first purchase.
Yeah, you go to chillboys.com and then use the promo code MYTALK when you're there. What will await you besides a great deal? How about the most comfortable fabric that you will ever put over your nether regions? You need to believe me when I tell you that because it's true. I've tried all sorts of different kinds, including some really big names out there that say we have the most comfortable. Nay, said the horse, you do not. The Chill Boys are so comfortable. They're made of this bamboo fabric, which is just like made up of cumulonimbus clouds. It feels so good. It is so cool. And my groin has been super happy with me ever since I made the switch.
Good to know. Great for biking, hiking, fishing, working out. No wedgies, no chafing, no odor. You guys, you got to try these.
Go to chillboys.com. Don't forget to use that promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Thanks for listening to the Donna and Steve Show without Steve on My Talk 1071. Everything entertainment. Brittany is here.
Oh, my goodness. You guys have me sweating today.
Oh, me too. I know. Just like, I can't walk away from the microphone because then Donna just be talking to herself,
which is not uncommon.
We can't have that. No, oh, my goodness. We are on TV. It's a big deal here. No, I'm just so happy I'm led in the building. I'm Steve this week. So I like this chaos I'm bringing to the air. Me that's too. My thing.
Yes.
So I love it.
And you're going to, we're going to play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge coming up at 10:30.
I'll have a mini panic attack.
I will win. It'll be great.
Hashtag close the gap. That's
every
ours.
Time I do that, I freak out and just yell things.
Oh,
so
for sure.
Nobody can be worse than me.
Isn't it hard? Like, can I get a witness? Like oh, it's really hard.
So I've been training. I've been having timers around the house with everything I do. Like even the bathroom.
Yeah.
And just so I can get used, I'm conditioning myself. I don't want Steve to ever think I'm sabotaging him.
No.
So hashtag,
you do try.
Hashtag close the gap is also like giving me an excuse that if I am terrible, it's like, oh, I obviously was trying to be bad. I'm obviously not that dumb.
Yeah. Right. Okay. No, it's that timer.
I got to ask you. So you guys were talking about shots. I was in a hole of unknown noise. Tell me, did you have people or did you feel the urge to cry?
That's a good question, because I was texting with someone last night who got her first vaccination shot 2 weeks ago, and she said she burst into tears right after she got it.
And so you didn't, I mean, I feel like you're very, let's get this done and probably think about the stuff after.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I bawled.
You did?
I bawled.
I love you even more.
Well, don't. I'm an emotional wreck. But I walked in and it was all these women that were there, and I got mine because I volunteered at a retirement home, and they were like, I walked in there and they go, oh, are you one of the volunteers? And this nurse said, I'm so happy to see you here. And it was just like that interaction, something about it, that they were giving me something I wanted, and I felt kind of guilty because I was younger, and I just started bawling. And then the lady said to me, don't worry, a lot of people have cried. So aww. I've asked, I think she was lying to me to make me feel better, because I haven't talked to one person.
I thought you might have cried because it hurt.
No.
It can be an emotional thing, especially if you're so used to spending time at that retirement home, you know, and then you can't for a whole year, and now you can get back at it. I mean, that's a big deal.
Well, it felt like a glimpse, right, into our old life. And I don't know why, and it hasn't, because I haven't done anything besides volunteering. I haven't done anything else different. But you know what I mean? It just felt like possibly the beginning of the end, and it just got me. I was just emotional. Aww. I also messed up because it was really cold outside, so I had the heat blaring at me on the drive over.
Mm.
And they take your temperature on your head. And so at first they're like 101 degrees on my head. And I go, no. I'll walk around outside. That was like a warning to everybody. And everyone's like, we would never drive like that. Why are you giving us that warning? But that's just how I live.
That's funny. Me too.
And so it was one of those things where I kept giving everybody a heads up. And then they took my temp again and I was fine. But I think that was like anything would have made me cry at that moment.
Right. Oh, I love it. I'm glad we're like getting close, you know, to things.
We're there. Getting we're super close.
But I know.
But just like every road trip, right? The last hour is always the longest. So it feels super long.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. I've got some fun facts to share with everyone.
Yeah. Things that make
you
go.
You guys familiar with Doc Martens?
Yeah.
Love.
Those sandals were everything
and
growing
the boots.
Up. Oh, the
I would
boots
wear
right now.
With like dresses.
Did you just have like skin made of leather? Literally is leather. Like the amount of you have to work up to that point. I mean, it ripped your heel up. Did you have that or no?
Yes, I think
like a hard
I did.
Callus.
Yes. But eventually, it was like these are the best. I love them. Well, Doc.
Yeah.
Doc Martens were invented by a German doctor named Klaus Martens after he hurt his ankle skiing in 1945 and needed a more comfortable shoe to wear.
Oh. So it's kind of like a brace.
Right. Totally. Yeah. Some more fun facts for you. The five most common names in movie scripts. You guys got any guesses? Yes, and they're all men.
Jack.
Yes, Jack. Number one.
John.
Number two.
Mike.
Nope.
Pete.
Nope.
Colin.
Klaus.
Klaus.
Nope.
Steve.
Nope.
Trying to think of like a romantic name.
One of the Beatles.
Paul. Well, did we say Paul?
Yep. Yeah. Paul. And there's two more.
Ringo.
No, Ringo's not. Didn't make the list. Good guess, though.
oh, gosh.
Fred. Yeah. Frank.
Yes.
Frank. Yes.
Well, you're fun to play this game with. Yes. And then finally, Sam.
Sam.
So yeah. Jack, John, Frank, Sam, and Paul. Five most common names in movie scripts. I wonder why.
Why I don't know. It's always Jack, though.
Jack.
That's funny that you picked up on that.
And I only know a handful of Jacks. I mean, maybe. Yeah. I think I know two.
People don't name their babies Jack.
No.
You don't think so?
You look at that baby and go, oh, this baby, Jack.
I love Jack.
I love it, too, but it's a very aggressive adult name.
Yeah, it's like, I'm the hero. I'm Jack. I mean, in screenwriting, they taught us that
Did they really?
Yeah, like, don't use Jack. Everybody uses Jack.
That is so weird. That's interesting. Okay. Leonardo da Vinci struggled through his 20s and 30s and didn't get his big break and become famous until he did The Last Supper.
A little late bloomer.
Yes. He was 46 years old when he painted that one.
So there's still time for us.
Yeah. Not me. I'm on the casino tour.
There's still time for us.
There is for you guys.
Or Don, we can paint that Last Supper.
More time.
The underscore. You familiar with that?
Yeah, like the using it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
It was originally added to the typewriter keyboard so people could underline words, but you can't now.
Yeah, can't use it that way. It's just a space.
Yeah.
But in a typewriter, maybe you can go back and then use it again to underline stuff.
You know what I use it for? To separate, like, paragraphs. Like, I'll just do a line.
I would never use it unless I was putting in somebody's username. And even then, I'm mad at them for having it.
Me too.
I'm like, great, I got to go to a second screen.
And the reason that I think a lot of people use that in usernames is because the name that they want is taken.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's,
That's annoying.
That's a go-to on Twitch and Xbox Live.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And when you first mentioned it, it made me think it would make a cute, like, bar name or a trend. When you said, you guys know about this underscore? It's like, what?
I'm going to the underscore.
Yeah, the underscore.
Let's go get some appetizers at the underscore.
We're going to totally score.
Appetizers.
That's Donna's. That just gives you an insight into her good time. Let's go get some appies, y'all.
I do love a good app.
I do. When somebody suggested at the table, my heart rate skyrockets. I'm
like,
so
good,
happy.
We are going to get an appetizer. I always want an appetizer.
You don't want to be the one who says no, or you don't want to be the one to bring it up. Like, anybody else hungry?
Because then you think, who's going to pay for it?
Yeah, and also, you need to know that when you're picking your order. Like, maybe I'll get a salad then if I know I've got some fried
chair. So true. On that note, when we come back, Erika Jane is in the hot seat in the new Real Housewives of Beverly Hills trailer. We've got to talk about that. And we got some other fun stuff, too, coming right up on My Talk 107.1.
You know how it goes. You tell yourself you're going to work out, but then one thing turns into another, and suddenly it's bedtime. My recommendation? Join the Y. Right now, they're giving new members a free in-person or virtual personal training session. You know, someone to give you encouragement, consistency, and a plan to meet your fitness goals. And you'll also get $0 enrollment if you join by April 15th. Do it. Go to ymcanorth.org.
Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Steve is out. Brittany is in. Dawn McLean still hanging with us.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey. Do you both watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
I live for it.
I don't mean
I have in the past. I haven't watched the last two seasons, but I am watching this season.
Oh,
because Kathy Hilton is on it.
Yes.
Erika Jane is freaking out. It's all about her divorce. There's some people that I don't recognize, but I don't care. I'll catch up.
Sutton?
Oh, yeah.
Sutton is probably showing her true colors this season. It's always the second season. Everybody knows that you lose your mind. You believe your own hype.
Yep.
They're adding a new housewife, like you said. Hashtag
is it Kathy?
Queen Kathy Hilton.
So she's a regular or just going to be popping in? I
don't know. They never tell. I'm sure the amount of clips are very minimal with her, so she'll probably be friend of.
Yep.
But that's enough for me. I am so excited.
I am too. There was something in the trailer that we're going to listen to in a second, but there was something in there that made it sound like Kim, who is the sister of Kyle and Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
changed her phone number.
And so shut out Kyle. Yeah.
Those two have always had like...
I know.
Kyle has tried to help her so much. But, I don't really know the other side, but...
I know. It's Kyle is never what you see. And I like Kyle. I get it. We've got a lot of people who stand for Kyle, and I get it. But to pretend like what we see is what we get, she's grown up in this environment that you can't... She's been really good at concealing what's going on. So I think sometimes that really frustrates Kim as somebody who has been kind of forced to show her hands as she deals with alcoholism and addiction. Right. So I can see that would be annoying. Also, Kim feels very slighted all the time.
She's very sensitive.
Very sensitive, especially with like the houses and the stuff that's been... given there's been money and stuff like that when her parents died and things that they've all acquired. And I don't think Kim really realizes how much resources have gone towards her addiction and things like that. Mm. And I think it's a very confusing relationship.
Yeah. And I think it's hard to be friends with someone who doesn't or to be related to somebody who's got addiction problems because we only see what they show us on TV. We don't know what Kim has been through or Kyle has been through with Kim.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm glad she seems to have gotten her act together.
Yeah. I always want Kim to shine through. And I think her getting off the show was one of the best things for her.
Totally. So here's a little bit of the trailer for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Guys, why don't we play this game where we say two truths and one lie?
All right.
And we have to guess what's the lie.
Okay.
Okay?
Two truths and a lie.
Let's hear it, Erica.
Here it is. You ready?
I did not see it ending this way. I was going to hold that man's hand till he died.
With any of the lawsuits, like, did you have a heads up? Is that why you got divorced?
No, I did not.
She's scary.
Orphans and widows. It makes you feel sick.
Oh.
Did you know any of this?
No one knows the answer but him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
everything. Mm. That is everything.
I know.
Just that. And that's just the first 45 seconds.
Of a 3 minutes. Yeah.
There's more drama going on with other people. I'm like, oh, this is the good one to watch.
Yeah. We acknowledge that Garcelle is the questions we all want to ask.
Yes.
She always does that. And
she'll
that's
be like, how much
she...
money do you make? Where did you get your money?
I love that. Because it's like, why are we pretending like we don't want to ask that? Like,
that's true.
Can I, ladies?
Yes.
Did Erica know?
Oh,
I don't think she did.
Okay, so before I saw this clip, I thought absolutely she knew, and they divorced to
cover up
and move money. But now I feel like she might not have known, but she could just be a really good actress.
I think it's really possible to be in a relationship and not know.
Oh, yes.
I also think Teresa from New Jersey.
Yeah.
I don't think she knew what Joe was doing with his business. You just kind of go, okay, honey, give me some money for some nice clothes. And, you know, I think she just didn't pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Listen, my husband has worked from home for a year now. I honestly don't even know if he's Zooming with work people. I don't know.
Right?
I don't know what he's doing. So it's wild for them to pretend. People say she's so intelligent. It's like, you also just, work stuff is pretty... I love you, Justin. Boring to hear about. So sometimes I black out when he talks. There was a big thing a couple months ago. She leaked some text between her husband and another woman. And I think that was the catalyst of them actually breaking up.
Tom and Erica?
Yeah. Erica did it on her, I want to say Instagram. And then she took them off immediately. But it was, and the wild thing, it was like an old phone. You could tell it was like only one of those like T9X texting devices that he had. But she leaked a bunch of photos of that relationship with another woman.
Interesting.
So I think that was actually her catalyst, and then it just happened, all this stuff came out. But I'm with you guys. I don't think she knew. I think it's asking a lot of them to know. Plus, lawyer stuff is always like, feels like things are illegal anyways. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, is that always legal?
They're always bending the rules, finding loopholes.
Yes.
I totally believe yes, because I have a friend who her husband was, you know, they had some money, but he was also signing things under her name and getting out loans without her permission.
I'd be
and
so angry.
So they had to file for bankruptcy for millions of dollars. And she's still married to him.
Right.
But, you know, there's a lot of things that men and women, spouses, can hide from other people if they just kind of think they can get away with it.
Yep. Also, just like if my husband hands me something, he says, hey, you don't have to read this form if you just sign it. I'd say, yup.
Okay,
and I
cool.
know that's not great of me.
No, we all do it. We all right? hit that I accept button on websites.
Oh, like, sure.
Coming up to taxes is like, I have some of the stuff. We kind of divide and conquer. And whatever we divide and conquer, I trust that he's going to do the right thing now.
Yep.
I don't want to say that's a good thing.
I've never been married.
I know.
But I feel like it's always dangerous if one person is in charge of all the bill paying and all the money and the other person doesn't do
Amen,
that. I think
sister.
That everybody should know everything.
I do too.
I don't know, but I've never been married, so it's hard for me to.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree that everybody should know everything. But am I guilty of it's just easier if he takes care of this chunk and I take care of this chunk?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay.
I think it's very common. You just trust that the person's being a good person and doing the right thing.
Well, I mean, how confusing if I'm like, we're both going to do the taxes at the same time. That's wild.
Yeah.
And I think as you get married, you kind of go into those auto things even more.
Yep, autopilot.
You know, and I can see all of our finances, but if he wanted to leak money somewhere, I've been leaking money to different online stores, and that boy don't know it at all. So it's pretty easy, I think, to hide things from them, especially if there's that built-up trust.
Exactly.
And he's always had with the money. I mean, he's always been that person. So I think it would be very easy for him to avoid her knowing.
No, sure. Having said all of that, do you think that she married him for love?
No.
You don't?
Maybe there was love now, but you don't. That relationship was so wild. I mean, even the way they met, she was a server, all that stuff. No, and she grew up not financially stable and no stability.
Yeah.
And so, no, I don't think, let's be honest, what do they have in common? There's nothing. But do
nothing.
I think, I always say people marry for money, they earn their paycheck. That's an exhausting job. I have trouble having dinner with somebody who I don't like. So if you want to marry for money, that's on you. You know, and I think she did. And I think maybe that she really did respect and love him and that grew from that.
Right.
But no.
Right. And she makes her own money now. You know,
kind of.
By being a housewife and touring and
kind of. She definitely needs his finances to become. Oh my goodness, I forgot her alter ego. Not Erica Jane.
Erica Girardi.
Oh, Erica Jane.
Erica
is her,
Jane is her alter ego.
Is her alter ego. To become Erica Jane, the amount, the glam squad, she flies out, the private jet. She's playing very small nightclubs when she comes here. I think she played the 90s when she was here. Things like that.
For
where,
Pride.
Or the saloon. Yep. Yeah. But yeah, she's not.
She doesn't have radio hits.
Well, the overhead is not there. And so she's definitely relying more on that. But yeah, she's making some money, but she'd have to cut it back and that might hurt her.
I wonder how much the housewives get. That would be interesting.
I would watch that show. Tell me everything. And it's really clear that they make good money, but not enough to support the lifestyle they're portraying. So that's why they constantly are launching products and using that as a platform.
Mm-hmm. I always wonder about that Tinsley.
I know.
Like,
we're
what
obsessed.
Is she? How does she make her money?
That's family
she's,
money.
She's Real Housewives of New York, by the way.
Yeah.
That's family money.
Okay. So she's renting out an apartment for $18,000 a month in Greenwich Village.
Hotel room.
For a long time.
She lived in a hotel for a very long time.
That is so weird to me.
Yeah.
Dang.
And I think, she's got a lot of family money and I think she's got a trust. But even that, I think she wanted to get back into that limelight so badly that she would have taken it any route.
Yep.
I mean, when you think of people like Sonia Morgan, who, I mean, her family, or she married into the JP Morgan Chase banking conglomerate
right.
magnet.
Yeah. I mean,
just the money doesn't ever run out.
Damn. Yeah. But she was also struggling. Like, she couldn't keep her home there. And she, you know, decided to sell that because she kept calling herself house poor. She definitely yep. was struggling, as, especially as her daughter got older. I'm sure when she turns 18, she'll lose. I don't know if they're yeah. what the laws are in New York, but in, you know, here in Minnesota, alimony a lot of times goes out with the
yep,
youngest
kid.
Yeah,
that's true. Good so, points.
Yeah,
ladies.
I think.
Come on, Sonya, get some products out there.
She's been trying. Tell me, tell you what, Sonya's been trying harder than any of us have been trying. Oh, she had the toaster oven. She had. She finally had some success with her clothing line.
Yeah. And then what happened? Was it the pandemic?
The pandemic
happened, or
yeah.
the store
it was
right around
after,
there.
Yeah. Right. But all of her stuff online sold out. As somebody who was looking to possibly buy,
I know them. She had some really nice stuff.
And the funny thing is, her big thing she got shade for is she put Leah, one of her co-hosts for Real Housewives in New York, in this sweatsuit.
Yes.
And she got a lot of shade for that. In the end, that was the one they were laughing so hard at sold the best during the pandemic. Everyone was like, give me that sweatsuit.
That's
give me that
so
sweatsuit.
So funny.
So yeah, I think she did. I think she, her clothing line is doing well. If she can keep that up.
Remember she did the I know we have to go, but she did the toast. She tried to do like a skinny girl
yeah,
cocktail, but she called it like slim girl or something.
And Bethany was like,
not having
no.
it.
What did she call it? Bethany called her not a parasite product, but it was something along the lines where it was like jumping on your coattails.
Yep.
And
poor Sonya. I mean, she was like bawling.
I know. That actually felt really bad.
I know.
And I also wonder how much she's getting because she's partnered up with a lot. She's made a lot of bad business decisions, and I have a feeling for her clothing line, she partnered up with a few people, and so she's probably getting barely any of the cut. So hopefully
yeah.
at some point she can finance her own line.
Come on, Sonya. We're rooting for you, girl. Oh, man.
Oh, and that's going to be good, too. Leah is coming back this season for Real Housewives in New York.
Which, I like her, too.
Oh, I love her. And she
I like
shows
her
boobs all the time, and I love that.
And she's young
yes.
and, you know, kind of she's like the square peg
she's,
among
I mean,
all of
let's
them.
Let's just say it. She's gritty. And like in a way that like we for sure would be next to the Duchess.
Totally.
Yeah,
the Countess.
The Countess, thank you, the Duchess. I don't know,
she can get pretty gritty, too.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
No
yeah.
Messy.
With her pinky up. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
She's trying to escape an arrest. I know. Yeah, she's not great.
All right, we got to go. We're going to come back, though. If you see something, you should say something. Dawn, I don't even know if I want to know
oh,
what you're going
to
tell us
about. Oh, you have to click
on
the picture, but don't do it yet.
Okay, there's okay. something that happened in a public park that we're all going to be mortified by. We'll discuss up next on My Talk. Welcome back to the show, the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything and entertainment. Steve is out. Brittany's in. Dawn's still hanging with us. And she brought quite the story.
Oh. Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
No, no. No. I just looked at the picture.
Okay, so this is coming from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on Frick Park Trail. Somebody took a picture of a large snake spotted hanging from a tree.
Oh, my God.
Animal care and control officers, along with the park rangers, were busy searching the area where the snake was probably last seen.
Probably.
So, you know, you've got this snake, and it looks like an anaconda.
It's huge.
It's huge.
It's kind of hard to tell the perspective because I don't know if this is a little branch that it's hanging from or a tree. But I looked up this particular snake. They found out what it was. And they're about, they can get to be about 6 feet long.
Oh my God.
The post on the 8th said, public safety is warning the public if you come across a large snake you're not familiar with, stay away and immediately notify the police. Okay. And then there was an update that said the experts have spoken. We thank the reptile specialists at the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium for identifying the Frick Park snake as a black rat snake.
Ah!
They're not commonly seen in the park, but they're a harmless species that are native to the area and are very beneficial to the environment. Thank you for the public's interest for helping identify the park visitor. It doesn't say whether or not they found it and moved
right.
it. They
like,
don't
put
say
it to
that.
A zoo
They're
or...
just like, we identified the snake. It's supposed to be there. It's fine.
They didn't. That's the answer. Because they would have for sure told you if they found it or whatever. This snake.
No, it's still there. It's still out there.
It probably can fly in the sense of like it's not on the no flight list. Who knows? It could be headed to Minnesota.
It could be. These are in Missouri too. So I have a black rat snakes are sort of all over the place.
Not in Minnesota, they're not.
Yeah,
no,
I had
not.
Some trauma with one.
Was this the one that was on your doorknob?
No, this was one that was our landscaping at my parents' house, our railroad ties on up on the end, like along the flower beds.
Yep.
And there are holes in railroad ties. And so we kept seeing this snake that would be coming out of the hole.
Oh.
And then we were coming home from church one day, and my dad got out because it was hanging out of the hole, and he just started pulling it out. And it was like at least 4 or 5 feet long. It had made a nest down in there. And so then he, sorry, animal friends, he destroyed the snake. And when he did that, it was pregnant.
Oh, God, Dawn, I can't.
So I was just stood there and watched all of this. Then he flopped it over the hoe that he used.
No, flop, no.
And he took it across the street, which was a big, we called it the hole. And it was just like a big canyon of woods. And so I was standing behind him and he reared it back like a fishing pole to fling it. And it landed on me.
I quit. I can't.
And so he was like, oh my God, Don, I'm so sorry. And I was like, screaming. I was like 6 years old.
Oh, God.
So now, once again, it had children. So there were all of those.
Okay. Snake babies?
Yes.
Please don't tell me the end of the story.
The end
know.
Is that I was traumatized. Okay. So when I see this, I
know
go, oh,
I'm
God.
Traumatized.
Yeah. If I come upon it, I'm okay if I see a snake from a distance. But if it's like, whoa, I just stepped on a snake, that terrifies
me. Oh, no, it's
me.
Terrifying.
Yeah, yeah.
Snake people, I'm not saying they shouldn't be allowed to date people, but I am going to say that snake people need to date other snake people. It is a specific person who's like, sees a snake and is like, that would be great in my home.
Yeah. My next door neighbor has a snake.
Okay.
It's a, is it a, it's yellow.
Uh-huh.
The corn snake. It's named, I think it's called Sunshine, or I think that's its name.
Sure.
I could deal with somebody else like holding it and putting it in a cage. I can't deal without in nature
and
coming across a snake.
Like, if you're a snake owner, I have love, blessings, all the things for you. But if you're not a chill snake owner and you're the person who's like, this will be so funny to do this and put it here,
no.
whatever,
get
out of my life. Get.
I once did a radio promotion that was for like to get people to donate to a charity, and we called it Snakes on McLean. And so I had snakes
Why?
On me.
Just
and then
it rhymes?
Every time people
what?
like snakes on a plane.
No, I get
the movie.
It, but like that was all put together, Dawn.
I had to say a yes to everything at one point in my radio career. You know,
oh.
you're like, all right, I'll do it. And so people would donate for every $100 they would take a snake off of me.
Oh, dear God.
Okay, so I was at a radio promotion at the state fair. And remember, they used to have the oddities at the end.
Yes, yes.
It was very unpolitically correct. And they had a giant boa constrictor. And I was there with one of the other morning show people. And they said, you want to hold this snake? And I said, no, of course I don't. No, of course. And they finally to the point where I trusted this man with his blue eyes. And he said, I'll hold the head
eyes.
And we'll have someone hold the tail. You can just hover your hands at the bottom. And I have a picture of me and I won't. And it ended up being one of those things where I was like, that was the only way it was okay. And that was a straight snake man. I trust. I love. He'll be in my will because he was right. I did no contact with it. I just stand there smiling. With-
So
barely
it
hovering,
like you
yeah,
were holding
I was hovering
it.
My hands below it. This big old thick guy,
ugh,
yellow as well. It was wild.
Some of them are really beautiful.
I have a horror story I could tell you as well.
Can you save it?
Of course. course I can. You know what? I'll save it for my therapist.
No, you can share it, but can you save it until we come right back? Is it a snake story?
Of course it is.
Oh, man.
But it's secondhand snake, so
secondhand.
See.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it'll be third hand for you, Donna.
Yes,
and I get to leave.
All right. Bye. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thank you. When we come back. Yes, I have a Taylor Swift story. Of course I do. Why wouldn't I? She's got some cute new merchandise. I'll tell you all about it when we come right back on My Talk.